Oh, and can you believe it? The EFF elective conference is going to take place in less than 2 months. We're looking at this scheduled at from December 13th to 17th at Nasrec in Johannesburg, coincidentally. And it's so interesting what is happening before the conference, because I mean, City Press ran an interesting article this morning saying some members aren't happy that leadership positions have been decided on before the conference has even taken place. And it looks as though the top two, Julius Malema and Floyd Shivambu, are going to stay in their positions, but a number of other senior positions are actually going to be contested, including the rest of the top six. So we thought we'd have a conversation about what is going on in the EFF at the moment with regard to this. Professor Lesiba Tefo, a political analyst at UNISA, joins us. Prof, good afternoon. Thank you very much for making the time to speak to us this afternoon. There seems to be a little bit of discomfort within the EFF that these positions or changes in positions and the moving around of various individuals within the party is not happening necessarily in December as it's supposed to, but appears to be underway in an informal way now.
Well, we live in the age of fake news, and we also know that it's part of the strategy to destabilize your competitors. So it could be that there is something to this, but it could be fake news. And it could also be manufactured by the opponents. My personal view is the ideal for them, it would be, yes, contest to the extent possible. Democracy is about that. But if the democratic process, legitimate, fair and transparent democratic process, were to yield the same leadership, I would be happy for them. It's still it's a fairly young party. It must consolidate itself. And so far, so good with the leadership it has.
Well, many people are wondering why other people are being moved out of positions, supposedly, or there's talk of that, when two individuals in the form of Julius Malema, the head of the party, and Floyd Shivambu, his deputy, are alleged to have committed certain dishonest acts with regard to the VBS Mutual Bank. Surely that in itself might cause some disquiet within the party.
A good point indeed, but don't forget you are talking to an African on the African continent. Do we really put a premium on things like that? The ethical standard, the moral standards, the probity required of public servants, right, from the head of state to the lowest in the smallest municipality. Do we have the standards? Do we recognize, do we respect them? We have Section 175. 195 of the Constitution that speaks to the values and the principle that should imbue public servants. Do they know about that section? Do they live that section? So it might be too much to ask of the EFF to uphold that. That is the ideal. That is a necessary thing to do, but unfortunately not on this continent.
I don't know how to respond to what you've just said. I mean, I understand that there are we've seen this kind of lack of accountability in many contexts, but certainly the EFF was supposed to have been formed in order to oppose that kind of behaviour that was prevalent in parties like the ruling African National Congress.
That is the ideal that we believe that they would live up to, but it's very challenging indeed on this continent, because then you don't have competitors, you don't have anybody to hold you accountable, because you can equally say, wow, who is speaking, right? And then you can equally say, retort and say, what about the man next door, right? Do you have the moral authority to pontificate, to say what you are saying? That is the right thing to do. That is not in dispute. But I'm saying I have been failed many a times because of lack of accountability. And we have entrenched that mindset to the extent that we no longer find anything wrong when our leaders fail and disappoint us, especially when it comes to public accountability.
Give me a sense of this. There's some really well-known personalities like Dalimpor Fu, Godrich Gadi, who's risen fairly high in the party, whom we are hearing are not going to be in their positions come the middle of December. Do you think it's a wise idea to get rid of someone like Dalimpor Fu as a chairperson, someone like Godrich Gadi, who's played such an important part in the party as a general secretary up to now?
You know, there are also things that are called mind games, especially those who like football like I do, right? You'll hear coaches talk those languages, while in actual fact, they say they really mean the opposite of that. What if somebody were to say, all this information, Gadi Mpofu not being there? I know Sidibe. There is a guy called Sidibe in Mpumalanga who seemed to be very influential in this regard, who's the one who's trying to determine the direction in which at least the election should go. But I can also put in the mix the fact that they may be manufacturing it just to give credence to the outcome of the election, that indeed, all things being equal, ultimately, all of them are back and there was fair competition. And yes, this is what we mean by democracy. This is what we mean. Remember, about 2 hours ago, Malema said to all who care to listen, he was in Nazareth, I think, about 2 or 3 hours ago. He said from Nazareth that as things stand, all positions are open. All positions are going to be contested, including himself, availing himself to be contested by Bofu. Mm. So it could be from within.
Interesting, yes. Indeed. I mean, the individual you've just spoken about, Mpumalanga chairperson Colin Sidibe, is the one pictured on that video saying what's been disappointing is that Dalimpor Fu has not been able to act for the party from a legal point of view as the advocate that he is, because it's a conflict of interest and he feels that that has held the party back, particularly with some of its legal action.
You see, that suggests now that lack of accountability and lack of appreciation of how the system should work, in as much as he can represent his own party. But upholding such ethical standards, that's what would be count in the favor of the EFF. But the likes of Sidibe then tell you that they are minimal in their knowledge of how systems, winning systems of the world, and the type of society we want to build, anchored in moral values and principles that can make us competitive in the world, is what we ought to be striving for. So, yes, I condone what he has said in that Sidibe. I think his knowledge is fairly minimal as to how the law operates and what the principles that should help us build a strong society should be.
Just a last question about the party's aiming to have a 50-50 gender balance, which I think is very much a move in the right direction. We have seen women largely play second fiddle to the strong men in this party. How good is that going to be for the EFF in the next few months and possibly years?
You see, you know what? I am for gender equality, and I've written, published and debated this matter. But I want to go beyond that. I want to go beyond affirmative action. I want to go beyond BEE and begin to do things solely on merit. After 25 years, let's begin to talk about merit. To force Makura to take a man out simply because you want a woman. That type of social engineering won't take Africa anywhere. Yes, let's enable and create enabling conditions for women to be competitive and get positions on merit. Somebody by the name of Hillary Clinton nearly became the president of the U.S. solely on merit. And that's what I would hope that we begin to talk about and strive for. And if there are impediments, let's remove them to enable women to get there. But let's talk and not run away from the fact that it cannot longer be right just to say to David Makura, remove a woman simply because it's a woman. For me, it is wrong, wrong, wrong.
Let's leave it there. Thank you for speaking to us this afternoon, Professor Lisibet Defo. He's a political analyst at UNISA.